Later this month, the public schools in Holyoke, Massachusetts, will start the fifth academic year under state receivership. In April 2015, the Massachusetts Board of Elementary and Secondary Education voted to have the state take over the Holyoke schools, citing a chronically low high school graduation rate, a high number of dropouts, and all-around bad academic performance. 2 months later, Stephen Zreich was put in charge of turning around the Holyoke schools as the state-appointed chief administrator. Earlier this week, WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Zreich.
Yeah, so I think there's been many successes. There's also continued challenges. And from the start, we knew that this was going to take some time to help move the system forward. The successes are, we've seen an increase in our graduation rate, a significant one over the last few years. We've seen a decline, a significant decline in the dropout rate. We've also seen a reduction in the number of students who are chronically absent in schools. We've also increased options for parents and pathways for students that our parents want, like dual language programming. We've expanded those. We've expanded pre-K options for students. We've also designed new schools like the STEM school in Holyoke, Veritas Prep Holyoke, to give our families more options and pathways, particularly at the middle school grades. The challenges that persist for us around, we'd like to see increases in academic achievement that are sustained over a longer period of time. We'd like to see, we know we have to do a better job of retaining our most talented and qualified staff on an annual basis, and we're working really hard to support the social emotional needs of our students. I think we have work to do with mental health, with mental health being such a critical need in our community. I think as schools we have more work to do to better support our staff and schools to give our kids and their families the type of experience that are trauma sensitive and nurturing as they return back to school.
I know one thing I remember you told me when you first started here was that there was a disconnect between the community and the Holyoke Public Schools. Is there more community buy-in now than there was 5 years ago?
Yeah, I think there has been some. There's definitely there have been many opportunities for families to engage in the school process. I wouldn't say we've arrived anywhere we need to be. I think it also depends on the school, but I think largely we've worked really hard to communicate more frequently and effectively to parents. We've created opportunities for them to share input and provide feedback. We've tried to design learning experiences and our schools to reflect what our community wants, but I wouldn't say we're where we want to be around that, and I think there's still tremendous work left to be done in that area.
How much of an impact are charter schools on what you're doing in the regular public schools in Holyoke?
Well, I mean, I think we've tried to work collaboratively with the charters in that are in Holyoke. There are still a number of students who leave us for charters in the area. That number has declined as Holyoke. I shouldn't say declined. The number has somewhat stabilized because Holyoke's near or not far from its cap. We have brought in an existing charter in Springfield to operate as a Holyoke Public School in Veritas Prep last year, and so while they're not a charter here in Holyoke, I believe that the future in public education, particularly communities like ours, is to work collaboratively with charters, that it doesn't become a pull and a push for students and for resources, that we have to find ways innovatively work together so that all students benefit in a city and in a community, and that hasn't always been the case.
Speaking of resources, do you expect that the Holyoke Public Schools are going to be getting more money from the state now that there's been this large increase in K through 12 education funding in the current fiscal year budget?
Yeah, we did see an increase in funding for this school year. Not where we still feel like there's more gaps in state funding, and that's work that representatives like Aaron Vega and Don Humison continue to work on for us. But we have seen increases, which has helped us really resolve some of our structural deficit. It's helped us retain positions that were added when we had an influx of students from Puerto Rico. So we haven't had to reduce the number of staff or resources because of that. And we're definitely adding to our programming this year because of some of those resources. But to say that it's fully funds what our needs are, is it's not quite there. But I do appreciate the effort that has been made by the governor's office and the team of our representatives to at least move the needle further ahead for communities like Holyoke.
What's the physical plant like?
So we have, this summer we've put in a lot of resources for our three of our existing schools, doors and windows, exterior doors and windows, and overhauls of the facades in those three buildings, which is significant support from the School Building Authority. We also have a proposal, as you may know, to build two new middle schools in Holyoke through support from the School Building Authority. And then there is a debt exclusion vote scheduled for November. We put the proposal forward because we think it helps right-size our portfolio and enhance, it allows us to run as a more efficient school system, which helps everybody, but also to upgrade, which are a series of buildings that are very outdated and not equipped for 21st century learning.
What's the time frame for receivership in Holyoke? I mean, I know when the schools were put into receivership, it's kind of an open-ended deal. How often is it reviewed by the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education?
Yeah, I mean, I get that question often. I think the board and the commissioner do review it regularly. I think I don't have a direct answer to that, other than, I think there needs to be long-standing, more sustained improvement for that to occur. I mean, I can only point to Lawrence, which hasn't been in receivership. I believe it's entering its ninth year now, as an indicator for us that I don't know that's an imminent decision, but that's one that comes from the board and the commissioner when they see that the school system has made substantial improvement and then has the structures and systems in place to sustain that over a long period of time.
Do you believe you'll get that the Holyoke schools will get to that point eventually where receivership will no longer be needed and that the schools can return to local control?
Oh, I do. I think there's so much talent, and I think there's so much energy and passion here that it can, especially if we can invest more in the people who are from the community to be our teachers, to be our leaders. We're trying to do more and more of that, so that the improvement work can really be driven by this community. And so I do think that that's certainly the goal, and I certainly think that can happen. Otherwise, I wouldn't be continuing to do that this work, because I'm confident that we're on the right path, and that we have a community like you see here today in this press conference, who's really behind and supportive of the schools to be able to get to that place.